Charles Miller. Charles, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm definitely an outsider looking in, because I live in Salisbury. But I first heard about wastewater in Armenia and the problems of it. It surfaced during the way, way, way back when to me, original Silo Ridge hearings. Am I correct about that? Or has wastewater been a topic that's been bubbling around before that?
It has been around way before that, actually. You know, our first largest report around wastewater was in 95, but we have made attempts in 95, 2003. The Silo Ridge was 2009. We had another report in 2012. So it is a long-standing issue that the community has tried to address.
You know, West Cornwall, well, not West Cornwall, but all of Cornwall, which is a small town in our listening area, went through this. I think it took them about a year and a half to 2 years to finally come to a vote. And the vote was actually cast in favor, I think, by a close to 3-1 margin. But now from this point on, it's still going to take several more years to come about. What has been the big holdup in Armenia?
You know, I think it always comes down to there's no one in. And when we speak about wastewater or sewer for Armenia, it really is for our business district, our hamlet, that is at the crossroads of 343 and 22. And almost always it comes down to money, right? It's, you know, how much will people, folks who are residential users who would possibly be in the district and commercial users can pay. And I think that's what's really stopped us in the past, is that single family users just had too large of an expense that they could take. And then there are people who, you know, honestly, maybe they just replaced their septic systems, and so they don't necessarily have a need for it. However, businesses in the hamlet can only grow, and only new businesses and new housing development can happen with a sewer.
All right. So what are the plans that have been formulated? Let's bring us up to date, the current plans that you have, the proposals.
So I will say that I feel like our wastewater committee has approached this a little bit differently than it has been in the past. About a year plus ago, we surveyed everyone in the town, actually. I mean, all of Armenia residents, around wastewater, what their needs were, what they perceived to be problems in the hamlet were, if they would connect to the district. And then we actually did a concerted effort of independently reaching out by phone and email and some door knocking on people who had been in a proposed district before. So we really wanted to have an intense community engagement to see where people were around it. We also took that survey and engaged Tie and Bond Engineering last year to put together a feasibility study. And this has been done a few times before, but it has been really, really a different approach, I feel. You know, they have been looking at ways, and we have as a community, that we could possibly develop a central sewer system that would have two-tiered pricing. So one rate for, you know, single family residential users, and a higher rate that subsidizes that single family user rate for commercial people.
So how has the public reaction been to this latest release on this report?
I think it's been very positive, truthfully. You know, we are right now in the process of, the report was finished about a month or so ago. And we have been reaching out to everyone in the proposed district to have the conversation with them, you know, what the fee structure looks like, what this would mean for the community. You know, the largest proponents of wastewater in the hamlet have always been businesses, because they have the biggest need. They understand that the only way that, you know, more businesses will come in, more customers for their existing businesses will be there, housing that can be built, all of that is dependent upon a sewer system. And so we've now been reaching out to them. And just to speak about some numbers, truthfully, when Silo Ridge, it was very interesting. It was a there was a big process that went through. You know, Silo had to put together their own treatment facility for their resort development, and that proposal would have had Aminia tying into there. So Aminia would, you know, still the people who are benefited from a district would have to pay for, you know, all the piping and everything in that area, and then piping it to wherever the facility is. That didn't have a two-tiered structure. It required connection fees, hookup fees, things of that nature. Our current report doesn't have any upfront fees. It doesn't have any connection fees. A single family user, their monthly rate would be around $63. And we feel like that is something that is doable. You know, it's not nothing, but it's also not extremely exorbitant. A lot of our conversations now have been with businesses, because businesses will have to subsidize that single family user, you know, and the average fee for them is $292, which for a small business, that could be, you know, that can be an expensive endeavor, but we're hoping that people will understand that it's really crucial to the survival of our hamlet.
Well, so now what's your next step?
So the Ty and Bond, our engineering firm, will be presenting the feasibility study to the town board next Thursday at their regular town board meeting. That'll be at 7:00. We've encouraged, you know, members of the community to come and to listen to that presentation. That will be the first of a number of community engagement events around it. We are encouraging people to reach out to us with any questions they have. We have a Facebook page that you can find, the Wastewater Committee does, where the report is there, as well as we want to engage community there as well. People can email cleanwater@ameniany.gov with any questions they have. We just want to be as transparent and as engaging as we can with this process, because it's really crucial. I will also say that our committee really gained a lot of momentum and urgency last year after the bipartisan infrastructure bill was passed. You know, it's a big chunk of money. Almost $12 billion has been allocated to wastewater infrastructure. And of that, almost 50%, so almost $6 billion in grants and forgivable loans. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for, you know, Aminia and communities like us to be able to do these infrastructure projects that are really, really crucial, and also to have funding behind them.
Which then, of course, lowers the cost of participation to just the monthly bill. There's no upfront cost for them.
Yes.
All right. Well, once again, what's the exact date and time of that meeting?
So that meeting will be at Town Hall, at the Aminia Town Hall, on the 18th, August 18th at 7 p.m. It is a regular town board meeting, so you know, we're not sure exactly how many questions we'll be able to take. We are taking people's questions now, and I know if nothing else, the town board members will be able to ask the engineer some of those questions. But clearly, this is a long, you know, a big conversation. There'll be a lot of questions over time. But that will be the event for this.
All right. And eventually this will come before a vote for the town?
Well, you know, there are two different ways of doing this. The legislature, when special districts, which that's what a sewer district is, put together their laws, it was forming these districts was done by petition. And that required 50% of everybody in the district by assessed value, taxable assessed value, to sign a petition. And if there were any residential users, 50% of the assessed value of those taxable residential parcels. So that is one way possibly that we would do this. And we aren't actually doing that. That's the, you know, owners in this district coming together and saying, yes, we really want that. And then the other is through the board passing a resolution that is subject to permissive referendum. And that means that, you know, you pass a resolution, the board says, yes, this is very important. It will benefit, you know, these particular parcels. And then there could be a vote amongst those who are registered to vote. And so that's a little nuanced as well. You know, the way the law is written, that's Article 12A of the law, that you actually, you know, a single family user who has, you know, two people there who own the property together, they both get a vote. You know, you might have a large commercial user who might not even be registered in the district. You know, maybe he or she lives, or they, you know, 1 mile down the street in Wasaic, they don't get a vote, you know. So we're looking at trying to do it as equitably as possible.
All right. Once again, go over the next important dates for people to, and also, once again, the local, how the people can contact you for more information.
Yeah. So again, the feasibility study will be presented by the engineer, Ty and Bond, on Thursday, August 18th at 7 o'clock, and that's at Amenia Town Hall. And we encourage anybody with questions to email us at cleanwater@ameniany.gov. And you can also visit our Facebook page. Just search for that, too.
Okay, Charlie, thanks for keeping us updated. And along the way, don't be hesitant when you want to come on the air again. Just let us know.
We will. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
All right. That's Charlie Miller. We're talking about Amenia Wastewater this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.